Well, good day, Homeschool Unlocked family. This is Jesus Aviles, and if you have been listening the past 2 weeks, I haven't been here. You've been led by my beautiful queen.
This is Monica.
That is the queen, and our kids have joined her the last two episodes, but I'm back. I just wanted to just kind of lead us off and say that I love you guys, I miss you guys, and I'm looking forward to this podcast today.
And let's get the party started with a good joke. Honey, why did Frosty go live in the middle of the ocean?
He wanted to be alone?
Yes.
Maybe that was the product of that was the result of what he did. I have no idea why.
Well, it's because Snowman is an island.
Snowman's an island. I agree.
Snowman is an island unto himself. That's right.
Snowman's an island. Snowman's an island.
Welcome. We have an exciting episode for you today because while Jesus was gone, one of the things that he was working on is presenting at a local conference. So, honey, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, just very briefly. The Florida Baptist Convention, they meet annually for several different things, you know, couple things that are annual, but there's one thing that's called Challenge 2025. Apparently in the 2019, forgot who was the president at that particular time, just had some challenges for the Florida delegation of the Baptist Convention. And so every year they meet, not just to give folks the update on that challenge, but to really address barriers to meeting those goals. And so, you know, I was given the opportunity to address one of the goals or one of the barriers per se, and I had a chance to share that with youth leaders and youth ministry leaders and youth pastors, right? Folks go and they can kind of decide where they want to go in terms of breakout sessions. Good to say that we had, I think in my particular session that I shared with two other gentlemen, maybe close to 40-50 folks.
That is so encouraging. It's been a wonderful month. We're in March now, but we just remember last month was D-Now. And so that was a lot of time, not with just adults. I mean, that was for the kids. But then you also had this conference later on. So it's wonderful to see the amount of resources that are being made available, the amount of events that allow for connections and encouragement and building. And I know you spent time preparing for that. You felt quite honored and looked forward to it. So you're going to be sharing today so that parents, we are here, Jesus is here especially to help you in this area as you are facing different situations. And if it's not you directly as a parent, maybe it is one of your kids' friends and you want to be a resource to their parents.
So the conference, it's very interesting, the joke that you told, my love, Snowman being an island, because the particular topic that I spoke about at this conference was titled Isolation Challenge, right? So I was given the task of addressing this concept of isolation, right?
Right.
So Snowman is an island. So now I got to go swim, and I'm not a great swimmer, and I'm going to go get this snowman, and we're going to swim back. Hopefully the water's not hot, because he'll probably melt along the way, but hey, I'm on my way. Okay.
That's right. I mean, but you know what, honey? I will say, and that's one of the things that I appreciate about you, is really how much you have overcome. Like, you have gone whatever beyond the statistics, even as a reader. Like, when you share how difficult it was for you as a kid to learn how to read, different things like you are not a great swimmer. I mean, you very much lived in your neighborhood and your block, and yet you've been able to accomplish a lot. And I know that's God working through you, but I know that you have taken like all that goodness that he has provided, and you have been willing and done the hard work. So you went from not knowing how to read as a kid to now in seminary classes, you're reading very theological, very wordy things, these really amazing ideas and concepts, all these things, determinism, and all these things that you're telling me about. And I think that you always share with so much care and with a lot of love. So I'm looking forward to learning more, my love.
So, Snowman is an island.
That's right. Sorry, go back.
I swam snowman. Out there. I got this snowman. I'm going to call him Hector. I'm taking Hector. I'm bringing Hector back.
Okay.
And so, it was called the Isolation Challenge, right? Mm-hmm. So I was sent there to address this concept of this idea of isolation being a problem, right? Mm-hmm. The subtitle was Combating Loneliness and Helping Teenagers Find Genuine Community. Now, like you had mentioned, it did take me a while to just to to kind of discern where the Lord had me or what the Lord had me talk about. As you know, I got two little hats on. I'm currently a youth pastor, but I'm also a licensed school psychologist. I definitely didn't want to make it super duper psychological, and I definitely wanted to point everybody toward Jesus. Mm-hmm. You and I kind of chit-chatted a little bit. We kind of brainstormed a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I am a guy, and I'm super duper imperfect, but together my wife and I are super strong.
No, I mean, and the thing is, and I do remember, we went out for our walk and our date, and we're talking. I mean, I think that's what one of the things that I enjoy is when we're having like really good conversation. As you were sharing, one of the things that I was able to do is to basically just ask you some questions about how you can, because I think your bent would initially be to be very academic about it, to kind of bring in your training as a school psychologist, but you really were wanting to be very intentional to make this something that parents could relate to, that would be very helpful to youth pastors.
Yeah.
And so I loved being able to ask you some questions and kind of tease out what the content should be focused on.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll go through a couple different sections of the presentation, and mm-hmm. at any point, my love, if you're stirred to ask me some questions about it, I say, let's do it. First, first and foremost, we're in a crowd I'm in a panel of three. And so each panelist, a pastor at different parts of the state of Florida, have a different challenges they're addressing. I think one was addressing the LGBTQ challenge. Another one was addressing anxiety and depression challenge. So mine was the isolation challenge. So it was my turn. And first thing I did is I gave them my objectives, right? Any lesson should start off with an objective. So right. I had four objectives. The first objective was, hey, I'm in this so that we can all walk this whole great commandment out, right? Love God, love your neighbor. What's the greatest commandment? Let's go do that. So I'm trying to equip, right? I'm trying to equip these youth pastors and these student ministry leaders. I'm looking to do that. Next, I wanted to remind them that we're all made in the image of God, right? So I know there's sometimes when we get super duper tired, or, we're looking at a kid and we know the answers, but being made in their image kind of gives every person that we interact with value, and so should be heard, should be listened to, right? So we just brought that little piece back. Because throughout the presentation, scripture is often referred to, I just also wanted to communicate to them that scripture is sufficient, not only to diagnose the issue, but to address the issue and also provide the process in which it can be resolved, right?
Okay.
So we got the answer is Jesus, mm-hmm. right? But in scripture itself, it actually gives us, how we can go about it in gentleness, with support. Just wanted to work on that with them. And I think my last one was just to kind of expose them just a little bit to some tools that mm-hmm. I kind of learned as a school psychologist, but still remaining within that Christian worldview, right? Which is the Bible being the source of the answers and the source of the solution, but also what is used to identify the problem itself, right? But there are some tools, breathing tools, there's several different things. And so those were the four little objectives. Immediately upon giving them the objectives, I wanted to frame the session, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it's a room full of pastors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what we're probably listening to, who's probably listening to us are our parents, right? So when our kids begin to share, we immediately go on problem solving mode, and sometimes we don't let the kid finish. And so we're inserting, right? So that's a thought. Next, I'm talking to these pastors, in their brains, there's always a combination of evangelize, right? Give information to help this child come to a decision to be saved, but also disciple. Right. And so I wanted just to let them know that the way if I framed this whole presentation is tied around care.
Mm-hmm.
There are times to evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
There are times to disciple, and you'll get to that, and you will do that. But right here, right now, when we're dealing with this issue of loneliness, of this behavior of isolation, this is a time to provide care. And the scripture verse I kind of wrapped around that was 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7, where the Lord just simply says, hey, humble yourself. How do you humble yourself? Cast your cares where? On him. Give me your cares. And so based on God saying, cast his cares. And so then that's where the little theme and the framework for the entire presentation, which is a caring setting that we're trying to create, that's where it came to be.
Yeah. And I think even as we're talking, the issue of loneliness can be experienced and is experienced by people and students, regardless of the setting that they're in. They may be in a conventional school setting surrounded by hundreds of people and feel lonely. They may be in a smaller setting, even homeschooling, and still battle loneliness? Are there times where you intentionally isolate yourself? So, you know, that was all part of the conversation as you were preparing, because it's not necessarily bad, and you'll go into that. So anyways, go on.
Well, you know, I mean, I'll just continue where you're going to, right? So after we've set the objectives, I thought it was super important to just separate the subheading, which dealt with addressing loneliness, with the large heading, which is the isolation challenge. So I really wanted to just separate that for them.
Mm-hmm.
Isolation and loneliness. I kind of frame isolation as a behavior that's practiced, whereas loneliness is more like a state of being, right? So one is like a behavior you're actually practicing. And so I get to put on a little bit of my behavior modification hat and a couple different things. But I really took the isolation piece and did exactly what you did with that. You know, I didn't want them to immediately pathologize isolation. I didn't want them to immediately see a kid that, for them, in their estimation, is either isolated or beginning to isolate themselves and immediately put up a red flag. I wanted them to put up a yellow flag, right? A little heads-up flag. And so we spent a little bit of time just talking about how isolation, at times, is adaptive. It is, you know, necessary, right? It is developmentally appropriate. And so we went into that just a little bit, and I'll ask you the same question that I asked them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some examples on how isolation can be adaptive or necessary? Just some examples.
Well, okay. So actually right now, as you're sharing, I hadn't thought about this before, but the scripture verse, I know it's in the New Testament, but it's from the Old Testament, where it talks about a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. And there are times where maybe because of weariness or just being overworked, or maybe just being around the wrong people, you actually, it's good to kind of pull away and isolate so that you can reflect and maybe even kind of think through some things and maybe set some new priorities.
I love it, sweetie. That was some of the answers that we were given.
Okay.
Like I said, hey, listen, have any of you ever just gotten into a car and just drove and just were happy that the radio wasn't on and there weren't other people? I said, that's a moment of adaptive and necessary isolation, right? And so you're absolutely right. The second example that you use is, man, you're surrounded by bad elements. It's probably to your benefit and probably a necessity for you to remove yourself from those situations.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when you find yourselves, as your kids may find themselves in crowds that they may or may not be honoring the Lord in? Well, you know what? If that's their only crowd, well, then they're going to slide over into being alone for just a little bit. And that's all right. I call that a little TV timeout. And again, those things can be adaptive and necessary. It becomes maladaptive, right? When, you know, we're sliding from isolation to, what's a word? From isolation to almost like being solitary. Okay. You know, when you slide into, you know, you needing some private time to you becoming secretive. Right.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, those are kind of like, you know, when I kind of dive in just a little bit, and I'm speaking to parents when I did it in the school system, but also when I talk to parents at church, just trying to gauge where this particular incident is. So that's how it could be necessary or adaptive. How about it's developmentally appropriate? Right. We spoke a little bit about, hey, we're talking about teenagers right here. We're student ministry. We're middle school, high schoolers, and they're beginning to distance themselves from their parents, right? They're beginning to, that whole autonomous piece, right? Which is, on the one hand, developmentally, we just expect it at that particular age, right? I'm not going to go into what that does to the soul, right? But just, you know, it's a kid transitioning from them being completely dependent on you to sliding into some of that autonomy. And then with that in mind, you have isolation or moments of isolation that are developmentally appropriate, right? I mean, the kids are transitioning into another sphere. And so we went into that just so that isolation throws up a yellow flag, not an immediate red flag. And then we went into, you know, a couple other different things tied to the training.
Okay, so this is actually a great topic, and it's going to be better for us to stop right here.
Okay.
And continue next week.
I like it.
If you haven't already, please subscribe so that you're alerted to our podcast every Wednesday. So share this episode with somebody who has let's say a 15-year-old.
12, 13-year-old, right? Because one of the things we talked about was the median onset of these kind of behaviors, this loneliness, this isolation piece, and it's somewhere between 13 and 14 years old. So let's get them even before they hit high school, got them in middle.
Thank you so much. We love spending this time with you. Homeschool Unlocked. It's not school, it's life.
Let's go get all those snowmen.